Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, short. Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
I got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Okay. What's the fuss anyway? 10th annual Husker Road Race. Why did this start? Jake Hoffman, 2013. Pediatric brain cancer research. Just saying. Just shout out to those guys for continuing that on. 10 years later, I think Bo Pelini was the progenitor of that. I'm glad to see us continuing to do that.
Oh, yeah, big
The time. Captain, sponsored by Wingstop. Get to any of the three locations that we got here in Lincoln, or you can go to the one in Grand Island. You can go to 28th and Pine Lake Road. That's where I'll be at Wednesday. You can go to 29th and Superior, or you can go 50th and O Street. Tell them I sent you. They might give you a wing. On me.
Just one single
just
wing.
Just one wing. I'm up for one wing. Yeah, just one. Listen, if they told you you can go get one free wing a day, would you go get it?
No.
You wouldn't just get one wing?
No, I would not.
You could just try them.
Nope.
It's a little sample.
I don't need a sample. I need lunch.
You want a sample pack.
Are you getting us lunch today?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Rico's not going to be able to go, though.
Why not?
Why don't you ever give me lunch? You got all that money.
I do not.
You go on all those vacations.
VJ, you know that bothers me when you say so. I'm just going to ignore that you said that. I'm just going to just not even expect.
You're going to sit here and tell me that you don't go, that you ain't been on more than two vacations.
I've been on three.
Times two.
This was the, I've not been on six. This is the first time that I actually, I sat there in my hotel in the Hilton Denver City Center. And I sat there and I was like, man, this is the first time like I've laid here and not had to do anything while I'm on vacation. Because like the fishing trips, you got to clean the fish, you got to. Make dinner, like you actually have to make dinner. You have to, like, there's actual work involved.
Sure.
So it's not really a vacation. Vacation, in my eyes, is sit there, don't have to do anything. You're on your own schedule.
Well, then I wasn't on vacation.
Exactly. Just took a little bit of a hiatus.
Hiatus. It was a vacation, though. It was. You know, sometimes you, anyway, shout out to Richie Incognito. 15 seasons in the NFL. Retired. One and listen, I know he left here and went somewhere else, but Richie will always be a Husker. I think he feels that way as well. I mean, if you ask Richie, does he feel like being a Husker? Who Richie was and who he became formulated from here.
Yeah.
And I remember him when he was a true freshman, and I remember the grit and the grime and thinking to myself, that's what a Nebraska offensive lineman looks like. So shout out to you, Richie. Great career. I'm trying to work on getting Richie on. I think that'd be a great interview, especially with all this stuff of them saying he says this racist comment here, racist comment there. I know Richie personally. Okay, so where it comes from, I don't know as far as them saying it, you know. But Richie is Richie. Right. If you know Richie, you love him. You either love Richie or you hate Richie, one of the two. But it's not going to be any in between. It ain't going to be no love-hate relationship. It's going to be either all love or all hate. It's not going to be in between. So, shout out to Richie. What are we eating?
I don't know.
If I continue as a guest, then I can see what we're going to eat. Captain predictions. Who do we think the captains on the team are going to be? And why? Ooh. I mean, who and why? Captains.
I think Garrett Nelson's one.
Garrett Nelson is what year?
Let me tell you. I got this. It's just a click away, Vershawn.
Garrett Nelson, I think, is a redshirt sophomore, if I'm not mistaken.
Garrett Nelson is – where is he at? He is a redshirt junior. He's just a junior.
Okay, so he's got a senior year. Okay, so I like that pick. I'm just trying to figure out – first of all, let's go by elimination. Who are the seniors? Because I think that let's start with those guys, seniors playing first. You know, I would like to see us get back to senior-led teams.
Let's start defensive. Chris Kolarvik.
Okay.
Ateva Maga-Clemens. Caleb Tanner. Devin Drew. Trent Hickson. Brock Bando. Marcus Washington. Oliver Martin. Omar Manning. Travis Vokolek.
A lot of offensive guys.
There are 6.
Okay, so pretty even, Steve.
6 offensive, 4 defensive.
Right, but you would like to see Caleb Tanner. You would really like to see Caleb Tanner step up to that plate and become a captain and a leader for that team. Listen, seniors, how your senior class is the way the team is going to go. If you have a senior-laden team that's strong-minded, a lot of times everybody are going to be strong-minded. They're going to gravitate to those upperclassmen. In this situation where this is all new for everybody, I can still see Nelson maybe still sneaking up in there when you look at those guys.
I think Garrett Nelson's going to be. Here's the thing also. They were announced today that Quentin Newsom, Garrett Nelson, and Travis Vokolek are going to be in Indy next week for Big Ten Media Days. And part of that also, I mean, there might be a hint at who's the leaders on the team. Who are the guys that when you think of Nebraska, or if you're Scott Frost and you want to put on a good representation of Nebraska, who are the three guys? Who are those guys that you want to send to Indy to talk to not just Nebraska media, but also the entire media around the Big Ten Conference and around the country? So with that in mind, I think back to last year, Deontay Williams was on there. Adrian Martinez was in Indy as well, and they were both captains. Mm. So when you look at it, is it wrong to think Garrett Nelson and Quentin Newsom could be two captains?
I think you're right. I think Quentin Newsom being there gives you a guy who's been around for a lot of time, a lot of years.
And when you think of the secondary this year, who's the first guy you think about? It's Quentin Newsom.
Yeah.
Because Cam Taylor-Britt's in Cincinnati, and Deontay Williams graduated. Markell Dismuke graduated. The only secondary guy from last season's starting rotation is Quentin Newsom. Mm. He is the leader. And I said this a couple months ago, Nebraska needs to find their next Cam Taylor-Britt, next leader in that room. And when you talk to Travis Fisher, you need a couple of them. But when you thought about like last year, the staple of that room was Cam Taylor-Britt, and that's why he was a big reason why he was a second-round pick. Mm-hmm. And so when you think back or think ahead to this season, who is this season's Cam Taylor-Britt? Who has the best opportunity to be this season's CTB? And it's Quentin Newsom, just because we have the biggest sample size from him.
I think it starts with Quentin Newsom. I mean, he's got to, being that he's the elder statesman, he has got to call those guys higher. He has got to play higher. He's got to do more than everybody else out there in order to put himself in the conversation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
For not only a leader on the team, but a person that could help us get to a championship game in the Big Ten. I mean, to me, you go to a championship game in the Big Ten this year, That's saying something. That's making a statement. That's telling the world Nebraska is back. Now, whether we're here to stay, that's for next year to decide. But for this year, you start off, we take care of the business we need to take care of, and then we move on from there.
Control what you can control. And right now, these guys can only control what happens this season.
But I do like Garrett Nelson. I do wish Caleb Tanner. I think Caleb Tanner's got a great mouthpiece. And if he can gear his energy in the right direction and he can let people feed off of what he does, it will help us not only defensively but as a team in whole. Because I can tell you, he's going to be a big part of that special teams program. And, I mean, Bill Bush tomorrow, I can't wait. I'm telling you, I can't wait. Because there's a lot of answers that Bill has. Not that he'll give us all of them, but he's got a bunch of answers that, you know, so I hear people asking all the time, and I think that to hear from the horse's mouth, to hear kind of what his ideas are, what he wants, what's his goals for special teams, it's second to none. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, 11:30, Bill Bush.
Okay, so offensively, who do we look at as a possible captain?
Casey Thompson.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a leader. I mean,
I know, but this, so we just got this on the text line. The reason why, so Craig said this: team captains need to be proven players, no transfers. And I know a lot of people might have that opinion, to where guys they need to have the captains need to be guys that have been here.
I agree with that. But Casey Thompson has years of playing college football under his belt, and you cannot take away experience. You know, and Casey Thompson is a Husker right now, so let's not put him in a box. I get it, but everybody that transferred in is wearing the N now, right? They're in.
Yeah.
So I think what we've missed around here the last four seasons for sure, maybe 10, is leadership from the player's perspective.
I'm curious. Here's a dark horse pick. Trent Hickson. That's a dark horse pick for me. He's the guy that's projected to be at center, and normally they have four captains. I'm saying, so once again, dark horse Trent Hickson, because if you think about his career, he's a guy who's entering his sixth season right now. Played a little bit early on in his career, throughout his career, and then just straight up got passed up and put on the back burner for Cam Jurgens. Yeah. Stuck around. And now here he is about to be the starting center if all things stay healthy and all things go well. Projected to be the starting center in his sixth year in Lincoln.
I like that pick.
I feel like Trent Hickson, and when you talk to the other guys, whether it's Chancellor Brewington, Noah Poole Gates, other guys, Nuri, Brandt, any of those guys, they keep mentioning Trent Hickson. And I just dark horse pick, because it's not a sexy name. Like, it's not a Casey Thompson. Like, you know what I'm saying. It's not a sexy name. It's not an Omar Manning. It's not a running back. It's not an Amir Abdul. Like, it's not that. It's a Trent Hickson.
That's a sexy name, though. You know, but when it comes to that department, offensive lineman, somebody has to be in there, right? I mean, I get what you're saying. It's not a fancy dancy. It's not an everyday name. But
like, it's not like, oh, cool. I mean, we're seeing. It's not like we're seeing Tommy Armstrong and Amir Abdul run out of the tunnel. We're seeing possibly Travis Vokolek and Trent Hickson.
Yeah, I like that. I think you want a leader to come out of the offensive line room. Yeah. You really do. I mean, because it starts up front. You want a leader to come out of the offensive line. You want a defensive lineman. You want a secondary guy. And I think you want a skill position guy. And to me, right now, Casey Thompson, to me, is got that hat to be able to put it on. I mean, I could see a Casey Thompson, Trent Hickson. I don't know if Caleb Tanner is there, but to me, it's an O'Shawn Mathis and a Nelson as your captains. That's what it looks like to me. You know, I think O'Shawn, we've talked about him. I'm going to get a chance to meet him tonight, but I think we've talked about him enough that he was one of the first bigger names we got out of the transfer portal that we really put a lot of pressure on. And we really put a lot of juice in his name and the fact that we got him. And so, you know, why not make sure that we use him for the strengths that he carries already and throw him in at that captain spot? I mean, he transferred to Nebraska for a reason, and we felt like he could give us an opportunity to win for a reason. So I'm not going to throw him out because they transferred, because right now, if we had what we thought we needed, then there would be no reason for transfers. And so I don't want to throw them under the bus and say that I wouldn't put them as captain. I felt that way early, though. I did. I felt like it needed to come from a guy who had been there. But right now, we need energy from where energy is supposed to come from.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I want to hear your guys' thoughts, 402-464-5685. Bryce says, if a guy is a natural leader, it shouldn't matter if they have been here or not. Or if they are on their first season. If they command respect from their teammates, then they deserve to be a captain.
Absolutely.
So, and Tyler said this after I mentioned, or before I mentioned offensive line. Wouldn't mind seeing an offensive lineman step up and be a leader, but not sure who would do that. I guess, like, how much Rashawn, like, does play on the field?
It matters. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because now I almost have to rethink what I'm looking at here because we seem to forgot about a couple guys out there that I thought could give us an opportunity.
Like who?
I'm drawing a blank right now. Well, you would ask me not who. I'm trying to think who my mind was
positions?
Going. Yeah, defensive. Heinrich.
Nick Henrich, yep.
Heinrich. I mean, I like Heinrich. When I watched him in the spring, he's got a motor. He's got a mouthpiece. And you got to have a motor and a mouthpiece. You got to have your Christian Peter of the world in order to really get your team to call them higher and to get them to be excited about playing a game that they love to play. So I think Heinrich, you got to throw his name into the hat. Somebody else said Reimer as a potential captain. Chase B, Reimer as a potential captain.
Yeah, Reimer's interesting for me personally. Because you talk about a great story, right? Reimer's kind of that guy. He comes in as a walk-on from Lincoln, earns a scholarship, and now is one of the best linebackers in that room on that team.
What year is this for Reimer?
Junior.
So true juniors, not the sophomore.
Nope, junior. True junior.
Okay, so
he and Garrett Nelson, same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how big Reimer's mouthpiece is per se. We know his motor is amazing. So I don't know if I want to throw Reimer into the fold of a captain. He's definitely a leader.
Sometimes it's okay, though, also to not have him be a captain and just let him be that motor guy. Like, every team's going to need that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had just because you weren't a captain didn't mean you were a leader.
Exactly.
You know, and so exactly. You got to have a team full of leaders, team full of guys that are willing to get after it and willing to jump in the face of their brothers and get them to call a hider. With that being said, I know we got a little bit of time.
Oh, okay. Well, let me pause the music.
Or we want to come back after.
Let's come back with it.
Let's come back with it right after. I'm going to tell you what a leader looks like and what he sounds like. More, the captain, the ticket, 93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.